Greetings, beautiful people. I hope you're having a wonderful, blessed night or evening. If you aren't, just remember, God loves you. I love you. You are so loved. Welcome back, y'all. I'm your host, Javen McGriff, and today we're going to be discussing AI, the rise of AI influencers, deepfakes, CGI, and just honestly the whole internet. And before we get into that, I just want to leave you guys with some word. Matthew 28:19-20, it is written, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen." So that's a simple scripture. God is with us in all things, in every age, even to the end of the world. And moving into this new world that we're in, this technological age that we're all living and dwelling in, it's really important to have these conversations so everyone understands just what's going on out here, because there's a lot of confusing things. So I have a special guest with me, my niece, Heaven.
Hi, everybody.
She just turned 18. I thought it would be fun to bring her onto the podcast because she has an interesting perspective. And it's kind of the opposite perspective of mine, which is why I want to bring her on so you can get the full picture of this whole AI CGI situation. So let's just jump into this whole thing. So for those who don't know what CGI is, CGI stands for computer generated imagery, and it is a specific technology or application of a computer, a graphics for creating or improving images in art, printed media, simulators, video games, and videos. So CGI has been something that's been very progressive over the past like 10-15 years, honestly, probably 20 years at this point. I forget we're in 2024, but if you notice, a lot of the movies, they use a lot of CGI, especially any action movies, a lot of the Marvel movies. And one of the biggest things now is everything looks so realistic, and it's beginning to get hard to tell what is make believe and what is real in these movies, because so much of the content is CGI. So how do you feel about this, Evan?
I personally feel like CGI can be used as a good thing and a bad thing. You know, it just depends on who's in control.
Okay, I can agree with that. I feel like for the most part with the entertainment industry, a lot of the CGI hasn't been used for negative reasons or anything like that, but I could see how this could be used for negative reasons. And that's kind of the one thing that worries me about the age that we're in, is because if this technology is in the wrong hands or is governed by the wrong people, it could be used to really confuse people. And there's already so much confusion in the world as it is. So I feel like it's one of those things that we have to be careful of, because even it's not just in the movies, it's in the television programs that we watch, it's in music videos, it's everywhere, and it's almost hard to escape. So if you're not aware of it, you could be thinking something is real
when it's not.
Exactly. So for those who don't know what CGI is, in layman's terms, it is literally just the creation of still or animated visual content using imaging software. So it's really just fake. It's inorganic, right? So let's chat about AI, because right now we're kind of in the age or the uprising of AI. AI is everywhere. You can't escape it. If you're on social media, there's AI everywhere. If you're on the internet, there's AI being used on every single application, from Google to Yahoo to Snapchat to Instagram to Twitter. There's AI everywhere, from YouTube. It's everywhere. How do you feel about AI?
Like I said, same thing with CGI. It just depends on who's in control, because AI really is everywhere. And I don't think in this time and age we're going to be getting rid of it anytime soon. And I think if used correctly, it can be definitely an asset. With me being a student, you know, it's extremely helpful.
Okay, that's a fair point. And I could see that. I have like a bittersweet relationship with AI, because it really is useful. You can get a lot of things done. I'm not gonna lie, it helped me so heavily in my master's program, especially with helping me to correlate certain papers and whatnot. So it's definitely useful. My I guess irrational fear what AI is, have you ever seen any of those movies like the Terminator or iRobot? It's just this fear that they will get so sentient and, you know, personified,
because
Right, because they're building literal bots that look like humans, like the Sophia bot. There are so many things that are going on using these AI programs that it just creates a kind of scary future if it gets out of hand. Because the one thing about AI is it's soulless, you know? And that's one thing about humans. We are unpredictable, but we have souls, we have spirits. And, you know, 9 out of 10 times a person has a moral compass. An AI program doesn't have a moral compass. So what is stopping an AI from killing you, right? I know that's dramatic and crazy, but, you know,
it's definitely a possibility.
Right. And how do you know, like, for example, like the TikTok algorithms, Instagram algorithms, they already can be a little biased. You know, if you don't look a certain way, the AI on social media isn't going to push your content. It's not going to show your pictures to everybody. So it's already a biased program. As it is. And so that worries me, because if it becomes sentient or it becomes personified and they start creating bots, you know, helper bots. I mean, they have the bots now, the AIs at McDonald's that take your order for you. Mm-hmm. I think that's insane, because now people are out of jobs. Like, it's just, whew, at some point, this AI thing can really become a problem if people aren't aware of it. And keeping the control over it, if that makes sense.
Absolutely, I understand.
So for anybody that doesn't know what AI is, it is artificial intelligence, which refers to computer systems capable of performing complex tasks that historically only a human could do, such as reasoning, making decisions, or problem solving. So that brings us to the next part of this. Deepfakes, AI influencers, now on the internet, there are so many deepfakes. These are, deepfake is an image or video or audio recording that has been edited using an algorithm to replace a person from the original version of that thing. So it's literally just a fake version of something. And they do it a lot with public figures, celebrities, and influencers. Mm-hmm. And you'll think a video of a person is real. If you've been on YouTube in the past couple of months, there's been all of these little subsidy commercials talking about, I just got $6,000 from doing this. And they're using all types of celebrities to promote it, but it's all fake. I've seen Keke Palmer ones, Cardi B ones, The Rock ones, mm-hmm. Sexy Red ones. They're using their image, their voice, their likeness. But it's an AI doing it. It's not actually them. They are not involved with this stuff at all. And I think that's such a scary thing, because if an AI can take your image and take your likeness and then create stuff, or someone, you know, obviously there's a person behind this stuff doing it, that's very scary, because it creates this just like weird future, or it can create a real future where it's like, what is real and what is fake? Because there are people who truly believe that those public figures were pushing this subsidy. And I know that's kind of being vague with the whole description of this, but I bring it up to say, like, deepfakes are not real, but yet they're being pushed as real. There was the deepfake Obama, Leonardo DiCaprio. Have you seen him?
Yes, with Jenna Ortega.
Yep,
yes.
They have the deepfake Margot Robbie. There's so many deepfake characters now. They look so realistic. If they didn't put some type of disclaimer that they were fake, you would not even know the difference. And I think that is just so scary, because if somebody can literally take your face and create content,
who knows what could happen?
Exactly. So AI influencers have been around for the past couple of years. I remember the first one I was introduced to was like Little Tekka or Michaela. And for those of you guys that don't know what AI influencer is, it's a social media personality that has been created by artificial intelligence. They're realistic digital characters that can be designed to look like anyone and can be programmed to say or do anything. And Michaela is an artist that was created, and she sings pop music, and she has over 3 million followers on Instagram. So already this AI influencer is influencing people. She has more influence than the average person. This is such a scary reality, because it's like with the AI, it's almost saying like, what's the need for people anymore? You know, if they can't get an actor to do a movie or do a role or come to a good agreement on a deal, they could just, exactly. If they can't get a person for a commercial, and have you seen the AI commercials? I've seen one for eyelashes one day. and it was an AI girl and Gigi Hadid, and they were talking about eyelashes, and the AI was talking as if she was real. It was so creepy. I've seen YouTube commercials where they're using AIs, and it's just like, at this point, is there room to be concerned? How do you feel about this?
I feel like there is definitely a concern, because when you see it and you allow it and you notice it, like, and then you're giving it power, like Michaela's a perfect example of it in your face. Mm-hmm. She has all this influence, all this power, and we're accepting it.
Mm.
This could be a potential problem.
Okay, fair. I like what you brought up about accepting it, because that is kind of what I see in this age, is there are so many people that are accepting, you know, this technological advancement of AI, CGI. We accept it. There's not really a pushback on it. And I don't think there should be, per se, but I do think it is something to be aware of, you know, just in the back of your mind, that what you see on the internet is not always real. I think that's one thing that needs to be taken away from this, because if they can create people, literal people, what do you think they're doing behind the scenes in real life? There's some strange parallels that I feel go on with the internet. And if you've listened to my podcast, I kind of think of the internet as this deep web. Literally, the internet's a web, right? A deep sea. And there's just so much in it to explore, especially when you get lower and lower within the waters of the internet. There's just so much to it. So who knows what is really going on? And there was this theory that came out years ago where they were saying like 70% of the internet isn't even real, and most of it is bots and AIs. So this has been present since pretty much the beginning of the internet. Bots. And you know, like when you are those little captcha things, when you're like logging in your email and they want you to do a little caption thing and
see,
like,
if you're
a real person, it's a bot telling you that you're real, trying to confirm if you're real or not. I've always thought that was strange. So this is not something that's been new, but it's something that is moving fast, something that we're all accepting. And I feel like over time we've been conditioned to just be more accepting of it, because we've had to deal with it on a like a low level. Now this is a higher level, a next level of this AI bot situation, CGI, all this stuff. But we were introduced to it a long time ago, but it wasn't as, was the word, predominant as it is now.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's something to be scared of, because there are problems with AI, especially over reliance on these AI systems that may lead to the loss of creativity, critical thinking skills, and honestly, human intuition. And that's what scares me about AI, because it's artificial. It's not real. It's not organic. And it's one of those things that can really pull you from nature. And so I know you have a different perspective on AI. You were telling me about the AI program that you're using. So tell us about that. Tell us about your thoughts on it and the benefits and, you know, whatever you think. Go ahead.
So as an aspiring writer, I tend to use character AI.
Mm-hmm.
And I would put, in essence, the personality that I want my character to have.
Mm,
and then
interesting.
With character AI, it'll sort of create like the character and push it forward and, you know, create scenarios where this is how they would act.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm able to verbally speak with these characters, not verbally, but, you know, speak with these characters, and they would give me feedback or input on how they feel like they would act.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That's very interesting. Honestly, I do think it's progressive, 100%.
Yeah.
Because with AI, it does open up a world of possibilities and things that you can do.
Fast creativity.
Absolutely. So do you feel like it aids creativity instead of taking away from it?
I would say both, because there's times where I've caught myself almost relying on AI to write almost, let's say, essays. I've caught myself relying on it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I know that I shouldn't. But then there's times when I'm really having a writer's block and I don't know how to start something. I'd be like, hey, what's a good hook for this essay on such and such, you know? Mm-hmm. And it'll help me advance my writing or push me to be a better writer.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, I'm guilty of that too, especially with my master's program. There was stuff. Sometimes I was stumped and I needed a little help, especially on cleaning things up. So I definitely understand its use, which is why I'm on the fence about the whole AIs and all of it, because it's like, it does, you can over rely on it. Mm-hmm. And I found myself kind of being in the same boat. And I'm like, okay, well, is this really pushing me to produce my best work from my own mind, right?
Or am I letting it take over? And that's definitely a fear, is what if society as a whole starts to rely too much on AI?
Mm-hmm.
Then we will be out of jobs. Who's going to be teaching our children? Because we're not being taught morals anymore. We're being taught, you know, this is how things should go. That's it.
Right. I agree with that. And that's kind of why earlier in the conversation I brought up the whole AI doesn't have a moral compass.
Mm-hmm.
And those are things that we learn through human communication and interaction. And even with the AI, like I remember, if you guys remember back in the day, the Talking Tom, it was a cat that you could mm-hmm. interact with and talk to. And there was a lot of creepy stuff going on with that. We found out that they was tracking data and collecting data from the children and just mm-hmm. some weird
recording
stuff.
Voices. Recording voices.
Yes. And all that was happening. And it's like, okay, well, if that's happening with, you know, a little kid's app from back in the day, what is happening now? Because it is so advanced. And I know Snapchat has the Snap AI. And I played around with it one day because they forced it on me. I didn't want the AI, but I have it. And so I said, are you going to kill us? And it gave me this really long answer. It didn't say yes. It didn't say no. It just gave me a long...
It's very much a gray area.
Right. And it basically kind of didn't deny that it has the capability to do that. And that was a little, like, concerning for me. Because I'm like, okay, well, you know, is this a threat that we should be aware about? Or is this something that we should embrace? And that's kind of where I'm at on the fence with it. Because I'm always going to be one for nature and just wanting a very organic lifestyle. Even though I grew up in this technology age, I had my first cell phone at like 10. So I've had a phone for a while, but I still had that 1 to 10 year range of just being a normal kid.
Mm-hmm.
And today, the kids in this society, they're not getting that. They're born into this technological world. They're having phones earlier. My niece and your cousin just got a cell phone, and she's like 7. She might be 6.
Right, and I got my first phone at like 4.
See,
it was a flip phone, but you know, a phone is a phone.
I hear what you say, but it's just wild. It's like, it's so normalized now. It is so normalized, and the scary part about just technology, the internet, and I've spoken on this before, it's just like it can sometimes rob you of the purity of life.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're bombarded with so much information, and it's a blessing and a curse, because now we have access to resources and things that we would have never been able to learn through the education system that we can go and discover for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the access to the information, but sometimes it's hard to filter out what information we're actually receiving. And I feel like for, you know, like your feed for your Instagram and your, what's it called? YouTube, mm-hmm. it's correlated to you.
It's tailored, yeah.
Right. So what you're receiving, I may not ever see. Some of the music videos, the videos that you see, I will never see those because they're not being pushed to me. They're only being pushed to you or mm-hmm. people that have similar interests like as you.
Mm-hmm.
That's worrisome too, because if they're, who, you know, this AI, the algorithm, if they're controlling what you see and what I see, then they could push any narratives that they want within the world. And I think that's one of the biggest issues that we're having in this world, is so many people are being pushed different information, and it's causing uproars because someone is being told this and another person is being told this. And it can also go back, and I'm not going to talk too deep on this, but when it comes to politics, you know, red and blue, right and left, right? The information that is being pumped to both of these parties
are tailored to their own beliefs, which is why I can't, you know, stress enough that it's so important for everybody to go out and do their own research.
That
don't go with your biased opinion. Go for why the other side of your opposing beliefs feel the way that they do.
That's a fair point. And you know what? That's kind of the biggest reason I wanted to bring you on the podcast to discuss this. Because I do feel it's important for us to see the whole and two perspectives of, you know, I'm not saying we make up the whole of the full perspective, but we are two perspectives or two pieces of the puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
And so you get a kind of wider understanding of, you know, someone who is for it and someone who is on the fence about it. And then you have someone who is completely against it, right? A person, because I know there's people in this world, that are like, AI bad, I don't want nothing to do with it, you know, it's of the devil.
And, which is understandable, right, absolutely.
Right. And it makes sense, but all the perspectives, you know, they paint a bigger perspective, the bigger picture. And so it's just something to be aware about. And that's kind of the point of this podcast, is just to bring awareness of these things so that, you know, in these times, we're not deceived by the fakeness of the internet world or what's going on online, you know, because that's something that I've just kind of been touching my spirit as of lately, because there's so much on the internet that is not real, and it can really affect your mind, your heart, your emotions, your body. Because if, you know, some random person creates an AI video and then it gets on your feed and you watch it or you listen to it, and now you're thinking a certain way, not saying everybody's like this, but typically there are people who are very absorbent, where they absorb everything that they see, hear, and experience. And then there's others that are selective in how they absorb things. They select what they want to take in and what they don't. So there's two perspectives. So there are people who are absorbing everything. And this is, you know, in school, you know, this is where there's children that either push back or they excel because they're everything they're being taught, they're just picking up. And then there's the ones that are selective in what they are learning. And so they give you a push back instead of just picking it up. And there's no right or wrong on those perspectives. Just, you know, giving the picture that sometimes in this world, there are people who are being given the wrong information, are being pushed the wrong information, and this information is causing them to be negatively impacted in their everyday lives. So that's just something to be aware of. But before we close this thing out, you know, I just want to say that this is not something to fear, you know, especially in the future. You know, eventually we will come to a place where it's going to be way more predominant in society. AI is going to be something that's here. So we have the opportunity to embrace it and use it for our advantage versus it using us, right? Mm-hmm. So just be aware of that, because if you can get ahead of it and you can use it to make millions, use it to build businesses, use it to really create the life that you want, you know, that's a benefit. But don't allow it to, you know, make or break you or use you where you find yourself over reliant on this AI or CGI or the internet. Because at the end of the day, you know, God gave us two hands and a brain. So we have to be able to do things on our own, research things on our own, get an understanding on our own, you know, and we can use the tools that we've been given to benefit us, but we shouldn't allow it to rule us. So with that being said, that is the end of this podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening. Evan, I thank you so much for coming on. Do you have any closing thoughts for the people?
Just be safe. You know, you are light, you are loved, and be blessed.
Be blessed. Stay prayed up, y'all. God loves you. Have a beautiful and blessed day.